Because of his support of President Bush and the war in Iraq, British Prime Minister Tony Blair is in danger of losing his job. Today, Blair's Labour Party begins its annual conference, expected to be the last before a general election, and it's likely to be dominated by speculation about the Prime Minister's future. NPR's London correspondent Anthony Kuhn is with the Labour Party faithful and joins us now from Brighton. Anthony, is there evidence that Mr. Blair is likely to step down?
Well, the Observer newspaper just quoted Blair today saying that he will not step down there. He went through what the British press called a wobble earlier this year. There was a lot of speculation that pressure on his family, the pressure of Iraq, was making him consider resigning. Now, he has said publicly in past that if ever he becomes a liability to his party, that he will step down. But in literature here at the party, Blair has said that this conference will probably be seen as a milestone in the march towards a unprecedented third term for Labour, and so he is expected to go for another term as Prime Minister. Now, he's already the longest-serving Labour Prime Minister in British history, and if he keeps going through the next Parliament until 2009 or 2010, it would make him the longest-serving British Prime Minister ever. So there's no indication that he's going to step aside right now.
Is he expected, however, to be questioned by the MPs there in Brighton?
Yes. He said that ordinary Britons care more about domestic issues, but the Iraq issue is going to overshadow this conference, and there may be some MPs who try to table motions or debates on Iraq, and the head of the Scottish Nationalist Party has been the latest to say that he's going to try to impeach Blair for misleading the nation over Iraq. So he wants to move on to a more domestic agenda, but I don't think the Iraq thing is going to let him.
Well, British citizen Kenneth Bigley was kidnapped more than a week ago, is still being held hostage in Iraq. What political effect is this having on events in Brighton?
Blair has basically staked his future on this issue. British troops will not pull out, as many Britons want them to do, until there is stability in Iraq. But at the same time, he's got to acknowledge the anger in his own party, the Labour Party, over this issue. And so he's also got to say that they won't stay a minute longer than they have to. The Bigley case has come at an extremely bad time. The British media has jumped all over him for not calling the family until nearly a week after Bigley was taken hostage in Iraq. So the timing is really terrible for Blair.
What are some of the domestic issues that are important to British voters?
Many of them feel disillusioned by Blair, and internal polls by the Labour Party suggest that he has lost millions of core constituents of Labour voters, not just because of Iraq, because of taxes. Apparently, many British voters are upset about the Labour Party's tax and spend policies. They feel that Blair has abandoned traditional socialist values of the Labour Party. One of the things on the agenda at this party is for Blair to win back his core constituents.
NPR's Anthony Kuhn at the Labour Party conference in Brighton, England. Anthony, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.